something to know about the practice that we'll be doing tonight is one of the things that we'll be doing is working with opposites of feeling. And in this way, we may bring up some sort of, quote, negative emotions or negative feelings. But the practice is to welcome everything that arises. We'll be working with the opposites of abundance and lack, and leisure and anxiety. First, to find Shavasana, have your feet at least as wide as your hips, and you can allow the feet to splay out a little bit. Have your arms by your sides, ideally with the palms face up, with the hands 6 to 8 inches at least from the sides. Take one last nice big deep breath in through the nose and release out the mouth. And then if you haven't already, you can allow the eyes to close and begin to allow your awareness to wander the perceptions and things available to you in this moment, noting the various sounds which we can hear now, allowing and welcoming sounds from outside of this room so that these sounds will not bother us during our relaxation. Slowly bring your awareness into this room, noticing the sounds in this room. Then bring your awareness to the sensation of your breath. Notice how the breath feels as it moves in and out. And now is when we will place or state that intention to ourselves once again, called a sankalpa. So whatever you're looking to cultivate with this practice here tonight, say that to yourself 3 times now. And also with the practice of Yoga Nidra, we will also affirm, I am awake, I am aware, and I welcome every perception as a messenger guiding me home to my authentic ground being. Notice how these words feel as I say them once again. I am awake, I am aware, and I welcome every perception as a messenger guiding me home to my authentic ground being. Again, worth noting, the practice here is to become as relaxed as possible while maintaining awareness, while staying awake. This helps these intentions to fruit. Practice of Yoga Nidra begins now. We'll begin with rotation of consciousness. How this works is I'll say the name of a part of your body. You'll bring your awareness there, sense and feel. Then we'll move on to the next part, rotating our awareness around the physical body, cultivating relaxation along the way. Start by becoming aware of the sensations of the mouth. Floor and the roof of the mouth, the lips, gums, teeth, and tongue. Awareness of sensation in the mouth. From the mouth, Bring your awareness to the ears, the inner ears, the outer ears, the outer structure of the ears. Cultivate awareness of the ears as sensation. Sound and vibration as sensation. Then bring your awareness to the nose, the inside of the nose, and both nostrils. Feel as sensation moves in and out. Breath moves in and out. Allow the nose to completely relax. Remain still, remain awake. Bring your awareness to the eyes, the eyelids, and the eyeballs themselves. Allow the eyes to completely relax. Next, starting with the crown of the head, we'll become aware of the sensation of skin. The feeling at the crown of the head. Allow the crown of the head to relax. Then moving down the body, feel as a wave of relaxation washes from head to toe, forehead, eyebrows, eyes, nose, lips, and jaw release. Neck and throat relax. Shoulders, chest, arms, hands, belly, waist, and legs, all the way down to the toes. And as you lie there breathing, with each breath you take, you can relax more and more. We'll next rotate our awareness around each side of the body, starting with the right side and the right hand. Bring your awareness to the right hand thumb, second finger of the right hand, third finger, fourth finger, fifth finger, palm of the right hand, back of the hand, wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, the right shoulder, armpit, chest, right side of the torso, waist, hip, buttocks, groin, upper leg, knee, lower leg, ankle, the right heel, sole of the right foot, top of the foot, big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe. Feel the whole right side of the body completely relax. Remain awake. Remain aware. We'll bring our attention to the left side. The left hand thumb, second finger, third finger, fourth finger, fifth finger, palm of the left hand, back of the hand, wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, left shoulder, armpit, chest, side of the torso, waist, hip, buttocks, groin, upper leg, knee, lower leg, ankle, left heel, sole of the foot, top of the foot, big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe. Feel the whole left side of the body. Completely relax. And any vibrations or sounds that you hear only take you deeper down into this experience of yourself. Cultivate awareness of both feet at the same time. The whole right leg, whole left leg, both legs together, whole right arm and hand, whole left arm and hand, both arms together. Feel the back of the torso, the front of the torso, the whole torso, the neck, the neck and head together. Cultivate awareness of the entire back of the body and all of the points where the body meets the floor. And sense and feel the whole front of the body. Remain awake. Remain aware. Feel the whole outside of the body. All of the skin, sense and feel. And the inside of the body. Feel all of the bones, muscles, and organs soften. And finally, whole body awareness. Sense and feel the whole physical body. We'll next move into breath awareness. Become aware of the breath as it moves in and out through the nostrils. Watch the breath as it comes in. Feel the belly rise up to the throat, and then exhale, throat to belly. Follow the breath in this way, inhaling belly to throat, exhaling throat to belly. We'll practice counting the breath, starting at 9 and counting down to 1. So you'll inhale 9 and exhale 9. Inhale 8 and exhale 8. Keep this going, counting all the way down to 1. If the mind wanders, start again at 9. Fully awake. fully aware and fully present. We'll next work with opposites. I want you to cultivate in your body the sensations of leisure, relaxation, and comfort. Notice how it feels in the body. Notice where the feelings start, and notice where the feelings go. Leisure in the body. Then exploring the opposite, anxiety. Remember or imagine what it feels like to be anxious. Notice the sensations, welcoming the sensations of anxiety in the body now. Then we'll move back and forth. Feel leisure, calm, relaxation in the body. Then feel anxiety, not enough time. Same thing, dropping the labels. Feel the first set sensations in the body. Feel them bigger. Then feel the second set sensations. See how fast you can flip back and forth from the first set to the second set, first set, second set. Then if you can, feel both sensations at the same time. And allow these sensations to dissolve back into the ground from which they came. Next, cultivating feelings of abundance and plenty. Remember or imagine what it would feel like to have more than what's needed. Feel those sensations in the body. Notice where the feelings start. Notice where the feelings go. Then exploring the opposite of the lack, scarcity. Remember or imagine what it feels like not to have enough. Welcoming these sensations and feeling them in the body. And back and forth. Feel plenty, abundance in the body. Then lack, scarcity, feeling the first set of sensations, the second set of sensations, and if you can, both sensations at the same time. Noticing how both ends of the spectrum are really one and the same thing, just pure sensation. Allow these perceptions to melt again back into the ground from which they came. Repeat again, I am awake, I am aware. Next, we'll become aware of something the yogis call chidakash, screen of the mind. Imagine there was a giant movie screen directly in front of your closed eyes, as high and as low and as wide as the eyes can see. When the body and mind are relaxed, the dreaming mind awakens now. So watch this screen of the mind with detachment as any colors, shapes, pictures, or movies manifest here on the screen of the mind. Journey together. I want you to use your dreaming imagination to imagine you're walking through a beautiful park. The sun is shining and the temperature is warm against your skin. You marvel at the simple beauty of light filtering through the trees. You walk through this park, smelling the smells and seeing the sights. Come to a path. This path beckons you onward. The path is lined with ferns and flowers. And it's shaded by beautiful trees. You walk down this path for a time. After you've walked, you come to a clearing where you find a beautiful stone temple. The outside of the temple is cool and damp, but the inside is warm and inviting. You enter into this temple. As you enter the temple, you see the beautiful altar in the back of the room. And you walk over to this altar. On the altar is beautiful carvings, candles, and flowers of every color. You bend down to sniff one of the flowers. The scent is magical. There is a cushion in front of this altar. You sit down on the cushion with reverence. You begin to easily sink deep down into meditation. In this temple, you feel calm, grounded, and open. There is a sense of wonder about all that is. You sit here for some time. of knowing arises in your being. And you know that this place of calm, this place of peace, is always available to you. And you know that as you go on and live your life, this sense of peace will make itself available to you whenever it is of the most benefit. You leave this temple knowing that always, in an instant, you can come back. Bring your awareness back to Chidakash, screen of the mind, giant movie screen directly in front of the closed eyes. Watch as impressions through deep subconscious self manifest on this screen of the mind. Remember your sankalpa. Remember your intention. And again, say this intention to yourself 3 times with feeling. Again, affirm, I am awake. I am aware. And I welcome every perception as a messenger guiding me home to my authentic ground of being. Notice the quality of your awareness now. Notice your ability to be aware. This awareness is your ground of being. Notice the breath as it moves in and out. Start to again become aware of this room and your body lying on the floor. Begin to invite movement back into the physical body. Wiggle your fingers and wiggle your toes. Shift and move the body in any way that feels good now. And whenever you're ready, you can take a nice feel-good stretch, reaching the arms up above the head as if you just woke up from the best nap ever. In our yoga nidra practice, we savor this space of relaxation. So taking your time and moving in a way that makes sense to you, we'll eventually make our way back to a seated posture for a brief closing. Say that this practice of yoga nidra does is it builds an internal resource. This idea of knowing that you know how to relax and that you can tune into that whenever you want. And it is my guess that having done this practice this evening, your night might be a little bit auspicious. Things might seem a little bit different. You know, my invitation to you is to sort of savor the spaciousness, you know, savor the calmness in your mind. And we'll end with a brief prayer. You can bring your hands to your heart, close your eyes. May through these practices of yoga, may we come to know the truth of our being, the truth of all that is, not merely in some intellectual sense, but may we truly feel and know what we are deep down. I'd like to close our practice this evening by chanting the Om sound one time together. You can either join in or just listen. But we'll start by first taking a deep breath in and then exhaling completely. And inhale for Om. Same awareness within you. Namaste.